This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission intensifies preparations as House of Representatives election nears. CPN UML amends statute ahead of closed-door session of National Congress. Transport Minister Gulman Gissing directs contractors to complete Mughlin Pokhara Road at the earliest. And Cambodia closes border crossings with Thailand amid ongoing clashes. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has intensified preparations with 81 days remaining until the House of Representatives election. Party registration for both first past the post and proportional representation system has been completed, and the government has made necessary logistic arrangements. Political activity is gaining momentum nationwide as parties launch election-focused campaigns. The Election Commission has begun calculating proportional representation quotas based on population for various groups, including Dalit, Indigenous, Khas, Arya, Madhesi, Tharu and Muslim, ahead of the March 5th elections. A total of 100 political parties have been confirmed for the proportional representation system, though only 93 election symbols were signed due to overlaps. Meanwhile, 114 parties will contest the direct elections. The Commission is also drafting the election code of conduct and seeking stakeholder feedback. The final meeting of the Central Committee elected by the 10th National Congress of the CPN-UML held today has approved revisions to the party's statute, previously said by the statute convention. According to the decision, the Central Committee will now comprise 301 members, up from the 251-member limit established by the statute convention. The number of office bearers has also been increased to 19, including one chairman, five vice chairmen, one general secretary, three deputy general secretaries, and nine secretaries. Additionally, the Politburo will have 99 members, with the standing committee representing one-third of the Politburo. The revisions were made ahead of the closed session of the party's 11th National Congress, where key organizational and leadership matters will be discussed. Opening the meeting, Chairman K.P. Sharma only highlighted the strong turnout of party workers at yesterday's inauguration ceremony, emphasizing the continued relevance of political parties in the country. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Gulman Gissing has directed contractors to complete the Mughlin Pokhara Road project at the earliest. Inspecting the Jamuni Pokhara section today, Minister Gissing stressed timely completion to each traffic movement and assured support in resolving construction-related issues. The western section has achieved nearly 60% physical progress and almost 48% financial progress. Project Chief Krishna Bahadur Kumar said the first layer block topping has been completed on 37.4 km of the total 48.88 km stretch. Four lanes are complete on 29.61 km, while two lanes are finished on 7.79 km. Of the 12 bridges, 11 have been completed, with one under construction over the Sethi River. The 7.4 billion rupees project is scheduled for completion by the end of December. A total of 8.2 billion rupees has been spent on the Kali-Gandaki corridor linking Beni, Jomsun and Kororala under the North-South Trade Route Expansion Project. This accounts for 82% of the project's estimated cost of 10.57 billion rupees for the current phase. The 202-kilometer road from Maldunga and Parbat to Kororala border point with China has been opened. The corridor has been under upgrade across Parbat, Magdi and Mustang districts for the past 9 years. The revised completion deadline is the current fiscal year, though it may be extended again to allow full backtopping up to Kororala. According to Project Chief Tejaswi Sharma, the project has so far opened all 202-kilometer road track, graveled 94-kilometer, blacktopped 88 km and constructed 14 of the planned 19 bridges. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Cambodia had shut all border crossings with Thailand until further notice as fighting between the two countries continued on Saturday, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that both sides had agreed to a ceasefire. According to the BBC, Thailand rejected the ceasefire claim, with Prime Minister Anutin Charnbirakul saying peace would only be possible after Cambodia withdraws its forces and removes landmines. Fresh exchanges of artillery and airstrikes were reported by both sides. Thailand said four of its soldiers were killed on Saturday, raising its military death toll to 15 since Monday, with 270 injured. Six Thai civilians were also injured. Cambodia accused Thai fighter jets of bombing hotels and bridges, while Thailand reported Cambodian rocket attacks on civilian areas. Cambodia last reported 11 civilian deaths and 59 injuries on Friday. At least 700,000 people have been evacuated on both sides of the border. While U.S. President Donald Trump had said he could halt the conflict through direct talks, Thailand warned the U.S. against linking the dispute to trade, and Cambodia said it will continue fighting to defend its sovereignty. Israel had said it had killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike on a vehicle in Gaza on Saturday. In a joint statement, the Israel military and Shin Belt said Riyad Saad, head of weapons production for Hamas, the military wing, the Qassam Brigades, was eliminated in Gaza City. According to the BBC, Saad was considered one of the most prominent Qassam commanders and had led several brigades during Hamas' October 7 attack on Israeli communities near Gaza City. He was also believed to be a member of Hamas' newly formed five-member military leadership council. The Hamas-run civil defense said four people were killed in the strike and several bystanders were injured. Israel has previously attempted to kill Saad multiple times. A drone attack struck a United Nations facility in Kardugli of Sudan on Saturday, killing six peacekeepers and wounding eight others. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said all the victims were Bangladeshi nationals serving with the UN Interim Security Forces for AVA. According to Al Jazeera, Guterres condemned the attack, calling it horrific, and warning that such assaults on UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes under international law. The Sudanese army blamed the attack on the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, a paramilitary group involved in the country's ongoing civil war. The RSF has not commented. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission intensifies preparations as House of Representatives election nears. CPN UML amends statute ahead of closed-door session of National Congress. Transport Minister Kulman Gissing directs contractors to complete Mogling Pokhara Road at the earliest. And Cambodia closes border crossings with Thailand amid ongoing clashes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.